This recording, Kansas 6, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Karma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory, so she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Kama, Kama," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Kama was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her, but Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Kama and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with the cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. "I can't imagine paying so much," but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. I was born in Sacramento, California. My father was in the Air Force until I was 19. At the age of 3 months, we moved to Topeka, Kansas, where I lived until I was 10. After that, we've moved around a bunch of places, none for very long. I've lived in Central Texas, an Air Force base in Japan. As an adult, I've lived in Atlanta. I've lived in Texas since 1988. But I think it's in Topeka that I got the accent that I have. Now, I found the International Dialects of English Archive when I was reading the book 1634, The Baltic War, by Eric Flint. And a running joke in that book is about the strangeness of the West Virginia accents. I got curious what a West Virginia accent was. I found this website, and I was able to assuage my curiosity. I got really excited about this site because I'm writing a book, and I need to know something about English accents. I've never been to England. So I went over to the England section and found the 63 English accents and listened to them. The only ones I knew before were a Cockney accent, and the only other one that I knew about was received pronunciation. The term confuses me. Why is it called that? I sure as heck haven't received it. Was it lost in the mail? So anyway, I've had great fun listening to the International Dialects of English Archive, and I think I should be placed in its Kansas section. I'm 53 years old. I'm white, male, of course. Currently working as a novelist. Have completed 4 years of college. The date of the recording, July 5th, 2007.